Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Thank you guys once again for joining the 9 Innings podcast hosted by yours truly, Kevin Thompson, founder and CEO of 9i Capital Group. Thank you guys for joining me. As I also say, subscribe to this channel. As I always say, go and get my book, MLB the CFP live on Apple and Amazon. You have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can email us at info@9icapitalgroup.com. Send us your questions. Go to the website at www.9icapitalgroup.com. Schedule your appointment. As you know, we're here to do what? Educate, empower, and engage, and also entertain. And today we're talking about what everybody's talking about, the TikTok ban. Man, people are upset. People are throwing blows online. I'm just here to give you the 101, the finance side of things, and why it's not what you think. Let's get it. So today we're tackling the U.S. government ongoing fight against TikTok, right? Is it really about protecting kids and our national security, or is there a bigger game at play? TikTok, is it such a huge risk to our society? And are we not ignoring all of the other things that we're about to discuss? So let's just get started with the real concern. This is going to be really quick. TikTok. The U.S. wants to ban TikTok due to the Chinese ownership. Now, again, China owns 1% of ByteDance, which is not necessarily in China, but ultimately we all know that a lot of these companies are owned by China and they're controlled by the Chinese government. We get all of that. That's just obvious. But the issue is Chinese ownership and data collection concerns, right? Official reasons that were given: national security threat, harmful effects on children. But here's the irony of it all. Yes, are there national security threats? The user's data can be accessed by the Chinese government. Yes, is it harmful to children? The addiction, the mental anguish, the viral challenges. Yes, but here's the irony. Facebook, Google, and other U.S. companies collect just as much data, but they aren't facing bans. They aren't facing issues here. And it's funny that we say that, because now you're seeing the Bezoses of the world, the Zuckerbergs of the world, bending the knee, quote Game of Thrones, to the new administration. So is this really about protecting kids, or is it a geopolitical move against China? We already know the answer. This is geopolitics 101. It's not about your children. Part two. So here's the double standard that I was talking to other people about this weekend before the ban took place. Again, I don't use TikTok. I don't. I've downloaded the app maybe once or twice just to see a couple of things people shoot my way. But I immediately just get rid of it because I just don't get involved with that kind of stuff. Now, if TikTok is dangerous, what about the tech we use daily? Right? Think about it that way. If TikTok is dangerous because they're collecting data, it's a security issue. Smartphones and hardware. The computers that I'm taping on right now, the phone that I'm using right now to tape this conversation, where was it made? Ask yourself that question. Honhai, China, made my iPhone. But someone said on social media this weekend, made by and made in are two different things, Kevin. Well, I will have to say, yes, you're absolutely right. Made by and made in are absolutely two different meanings. But what you don't understand is, if I can see how something is made, I can retrofit, or I can basically go in and say, hey, I know exactly how something's made, and I can see exactly how I can infiltrate that system to listen, to learn, and to send back data. Look at the things in your house, your TV, your refrigerator, all of your appliances. Your laptop, your modems, your routers, All of these things were made overseas, either by a country that doesn't like you or a country we're fighting with. So U.S. companies rely on Chinese manufacturing, but don't get the same scrutiny. Maybe we need to start pulling that manufacturing away from China, which that's what they're starting to do. And of course, that's going to be inflationary. We all know that. But we have to understand how that works. Now, part two, we talked about smartphones and headwear and hardware, VR headsets, and the metaverse, Meta, Apple, etc. Meta's Quest headsets collect biometric data, eye tracking, behavioral analytics, yet no ban. Kids are exposed to predators, extreme content, and addiction in VR spaces. No major regulations yet, yet TikTok gets all of the blame at this present time. Gaming platforms like Roblox, Fortnite, kids interact with strangers in real time. Yet there's no mass hysteria about banning these platforms. The social media hypocrisy, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Meta, and Google have been proven to negatively impact kids' mental health. Instagram was caught prioritizing engagement over child safety, yet no major bans proposed. So the question we have to ask ourselves, why does the government treat TikTok as the ultimate villain while ignoring these other risks? We said it, they said it, it's a national security concern, Kevin. It's a national security concern. But like I mentioned to you before, they know where I'm going. They know where I've been. Apple knows where I'm going. If anything was more telling than the bomb in Las Vegas, the car that exploded in Las Vegas, when one man can come back to you and says, oh, we got the telemetry of the vehicle right before it exploded. The doors were locked, this, that, and the other. Give you all this information on you. That, my friend, is an issue. Part three, what's really driving these decisions? So I said something this weekend that I don't want to take back. I'm going to say that at this point, we have a lot of people making decisions on our behalf that it's time for us to take the keys away. We've given granddad the keys, pull him from behind the wheel. It's time to get new people in these seats, young people in these seats making decisions on our behalf. I know that might sound crass, but I'll tell you this. We have people freezing up on television. We have people falling down in the House and the Senate. This is unacceptable. So it's time for us to make a sweeping change. Kay Granger, God, she was in a facility here in Texas for 6 months and no one knew. And she still had her seat. That cannot happen. It's unacceptable. And I'm not saying anything against her. I hope she does better. I hope she's feeling better. And I pray for her every day. But at the end of the day, that can't happen. So what's really driving these decisions? Big tech lobbying power. Meta, Google, Apple have massive influence in Washington. Those three companies, my friend, are over $5 trillion in market cap. Geopolitics over child safety. This is less about your kids and about controlling foreign tech influence. And this illusion we have about banning TikTok and how that makes it look like politicians are doing something, but the real risk still exists. So if lawmakers are truly cared about tech addiction and child safety, they'd regulate all social media, gaming, and VR, not just the Chinese-owned application. So lastly, let's talk about what should happen instead. Rather than an outright ban, again, I'm against outright bans. I think that, hey, I believe in individual liberties. I believe that people should be able to make their own decisions, have parents come in and control their children the way they see fit. Now, rather than banning TikTok in isolation, the U.S. should do this. Enforce data privacy laws across all platforms, not just foreign ones. Regulate VR, social media, and gaming spaces to protect kids properly. Invest in secure American-made tech instead of outsourcing to China. And educate parents and kids on digital literacy rather than blaming one app. Now, we do know that the Chinese removed a lot of apps from the App Store, Apple App Store, recently because of the Chinese control. But at the end of the day, the TikTok ban is just a distraction from the real news and the real issues, my friend. The entire tech ecosystem is broken when it comes to child safety and data privacy. They are trying to say, look, we're doing something, but at the end of the day, are doing very little. The question is, will we ever hold all platforms accountable or just the ones that are politically convenient? That's what we have to ask ourselves today. Is this a security issue or a political one? Are they playing politics with your children and the safety of America? That's it for today's episode. Thank you guys for joining the 90s podcast. Subscribe to the channel. Don't forget my book, MLB the CFP Live on Apple and Amazon. You have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can email us at info@99capitalgroup.com. Send us your questions. Go to the website at www.99capitalgroup.com. Schedule an appointment. You know we're here to do what? Educate, empower, engage, and also entertain. This was not a political debate. This was not my own opinions. This was just opening your eyes to the financial side of things from a CFP mindset. I can see behind the doors. Don't pay attention to the guy behind the curtain. I get it. There's lobbyists in Washington, D.C. that are making these things move. But don't just lie to me. I'm not stupid. We have devices. We have all of our equipment made from that same country that you are saying is a security threat. So maybe it's time for us to do a couple of different things. Move all the manufacturing back to the United States. Yeah, it's going to be inflationary, but it can be a little tick up in GDP at the same time. Start bringing all intellectual property back to the United States to control exactly what's going on with the flow of information. It's all there for us, my friends. We just have to grab it. The only issue is going to be what happens to globalization in the grand scheme of things. And, you know, that could be an issue. Subscribe to the 980s podcast. Stay humble. Stay safe, my friends. I'll see you again soon.